Rebel Brides co-trainer, Dean Wells. Dean, Rebel Brides, she trialled very well on her home track this morning.
Yeah, with the shades on Pete, she was a lot more switched on. The other day, she was very lackadaisy at Longford, and, you know, she didn't handle the shiftiness in the ground, and yeah. It was only just for a roll round on the grass, that's all.
There were a lot of things not in her favour for that trial, but today, she was switched on, and she was just back to her normal self.
Yeah, definitely. Shades on. She got a wake up coming out of the gates, and it was all business from there on in.
Well, she certainly hit the line with plenty in reserve. Now, where do we see Rebel Bride first up?
It'll depend on the owner. It'll depend on Chris and Sharon, really. But at this stage, she falls well and she comes through the trial okay. I mean, it's all about maintenance with her now. We might see her on Oaks Day at Flemington.
Oh, okay. And that's certainly on the cards. When will you make a decision on that?
Like I said, it'll basically depend on how she comes through the trial, and in the next, you know, probably, well, without a doubt, in the next 2 or 3 days, It'll depend. Otherwise, we'll just see what Wick says, and it'll probably more than likely sort of wait until something like the Goodwood if she doesn't go to Flemington.
All right, so follow the program, Goodwood into the Newmarket,
yeah,
and then the wait for age races.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, but the Melbourne race is certainly a possibility.
Oh, you know, like I said, it'll depend on what Wick has to say, and he's probably, we're more guided by him, you know. He knows probably better than he knows his own wife, so anyway, but yeah, you know, the last decision will be his, but that was always on the cards, this whole preparation anyway.
All right, mate, great to see her do what she did today.
Yeah, let's hope she gets through it okay.